This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, episode 127. Boys are back. Paul is back.
We're back.
We are back.
We are LA Sports Podcast. We dabble with Lakers, Kings, Dodgers. What else we do? Gambling.
A little bit of everything.
Cricket, tennis, anything.
Big tennis guys.
Right, we're just coming off a couple hours of a big LA announcement that Jim Harbaugh has taken the Chargers job for 5 years. I think that's amazing for the Chargers. Like, you don't seem happy. I mean, this has been awesome. I know they're a cursed franchise. They're kind of like the Clippers. But as far as you're a Chargers fan, or dude, fucking Harbaugh, this guy's all he needs left is a Super Bowl on his resume.
And this is true.
Yeah.
I don't see it ending well. I'm predicting right now he will be back in college in about 3 years.
But I want to know why you say that. Okay, some negatives. Yes, there's 17 road games, but this is a great hire because I think some Chargers fans are going to come out of nowhere just because it's Harbaugh. You know, he's the the Chargers need like a Belichick or a Harbaugh, you know? Even though I know it's all Lakers, USC, Dodgers, no one ever gives a shit about the Chargers. I get that.
That's the thing, dude. My argument is the Chargers are like the seventh or eighth, like, most popular team in Los Angeles alone. Yes, I said that earlier today. They play 17 home games, dude. One, I just don't think Harbaugh's a California guy. And I know you're going to say he coached at Stanford. He coached at the Niners. He's a Midwest guy, milk with his steak, his khakis from Walmart. Dude, LA is a sexy place to be. We need a sexy name to be the coaches here and the staff when it comes to LA. Yeah. I don't see it happening. Two, I think, again, it's a cursed franchise. Look how many injuries they had to wide receivers this year. Like, that was brutal for the Chargers. They had no wide receivers coming in the season. They play 17 road games. They don't even have a home base crowd here in Los Angeles. And then on top of that, I think he's too much of like a rah-rah guy. I think it works in college. I don't think it translates to the NFL. And your argument was, well, look, he took that Cooper.
Three NFC championships and the Super Bowl. Yeah.
But then they figured him out. They figured out his scheme. And I just don't know if it's going to translate back to the NFL again. I think he's a college coach because, you know what? I think he needs these kids to come in, only be there for 2-3 years, buy into it, and then they're gone. I don't see NFL guys buying into him.
Yeah, but no one wants to say, look, it's Saban retiring. I think he retired because the whole NIL thing. Harbaugh doesn't want to stay with NIL and all these sanctions, you know what I mean? So it's like, it was now or never, you know? Why does he want to stay in college with all that shit going on now? You know?
Well, Harbaugh might be the Calipari of football.
Yeah.
Calipari got ran out of every place in college basketball.
It's just with the transfer portal and it's just like so much chaos. He's like, all he has left is on his resume to win the Super Bowl. And I think he could do that with Herbert, and there's going to be no pressure. But I agree.
The transfer portal, the NIL, I think it's all, and especially the conference realignment. Those three things, I think we are seeing the downfall of college football. I think those three things are going to kill college football. So look, I don't blame him for trying to go back to the NFL. I don't blame him at all. He's taking the bag. I get it. 5-year deal. I just don't think it's going to work well. I think there was probably better landing places in the NFL for him other than the Chargers.
Okay. So you think, if there's, like I was also saying, if there's one coach that could do it, it's Harbaugh. So you're not going to be surprised if he does take him to Super Bowl, right?
But you're saying that. I'm not buying that. There's one we're talking coach. About.
Okay. This is the Chargers we're talking about. So they could just be cursed and someone's going to get hurt. Watch Herbert get hurt. So we'll see. I can kind of root for the Chargers. I'm not diehard Chargers, but this is exciting if you're a Chargers fan. Whoever, the 10 out there. Better Chargers fans, you know, I think it'll put some people in the seats, but will there still be more KC fans on KC home road games? Yes. More Denver fans, of course. But
again, I'm going to disagree with you completely. When's the last time you went to go see a team because of the coach? No. It's not going to put people in the seats. No. I don't think.
I see what you mean. It was better than Staley. I'll tell you that.
Well, see, here's the thing. I liked Staley, but he just made too many stupid moves. Like, yeah. I mean, too many questionable moves. I liked the aggressiveness that he mm-hmm. showed when going for it in fourth down, when you're on your own fucking 2 yard line sometimes. Yeah. I liked the aggressiveness, but I mean, he was just, I think he was unlucky most of it, but yes, he made some terrible decisions.
He just seems like he should aggressive. Just be a coordinator. Yeah. I'm sure he'll be a great coordinator. Yeah. I don't know. So overall, dude,
I don't know.
Overall, we'll see. You'll see. I think it's going to work out well, but then again, it is the Chargers after all. So
I think he's going to have some good seasons. I think he's going to try to do some good things. I think the team's going to be just cursed. I think the team's going to continue to get injured. I want to see more from Herbert. I think we crowned Herbert too early in his career.
The media did. Not all. Yeah. I mean, we did, but I see what you mean.
The biggest positive out of this, I think, is that
it's for Herbert.
Is getting yes. a very solid quarterback coach.
That's the main thing. So
that's as long the main as thing.
Yes. Yep.
Still going to have more Raiders fans in the seats. You're still going to have more Chiefs fans.
No, I know. But the main thing is it's good for the franchise quarterback. That's all that matters as of right now.
And here's the best
part. We'll see what happens. Yeah. What's the?
I want to take a look at the schedule because we should know.
I did see they're playing Baltimore. You know that's the Thanksgiving night game in SoFi. Dude, I think that's a great call.
They are, right?
No, they didn't. But they're playing each other this year.
So that's the thing, they are playing each other. That's my call. I'm calling it right now. That is either because, don't forget, if the Ravens go to the Super Bowl, and I think if they win the Super Bowl, if they lose the Super Bowl, they get that first Thursday night game typically, or they get the first like kind of big primetime game.
If they win, they get the first Thursday night game. It's going to be Chargers-Ravens.
They're going to do that on purpose, or they're going to put it as the nighttime game. They're going to put it as like the 5:30 Thursday night game on Thanksgiving in San Diego, in SoFi.
There'll be more Ravens fans.
They're gonna show their parents in the stands, like they're showing freaking Taylor Swift.
And then they're gonna say, "Who's got it better than we do? Nobody." Okay, yeah, you're right. That's
the thing. Is the NFL players gonna buy into that? Are they gonna buy into the shoulder pad? He has to punt.
Everyone's gonna be like, "Dude, stop messing." Yeah,
just leave me alone, dude. Just let me throw the ball.
All right, that's enough. Who's got better? Okay, that's enough of Harbaugh. Let's get to...
too much Charger talk to lead off the podcast.
Yeah, seriously. We just lost. let's go to the Lakers, huh?
Oh, God. It only gets worse.
We keep losing the Clippers. We had two wins against Clippers and we finally lost. I know LeBron didn't play. Let's talk about the Clippers real quick. We clowned on them. And they'll still probably do... The Harden will probably still choke in the playoffs, but so far, it's working though, which is crazy. I didn't think it was going to work this well, but you know Harden will find a way to choke, right?
Well, the craziest thing was the other night, who'd they play before? They play
Charlotte or something. I heard that they covered. Charlotte? Yeah, they were down like 20 and then covered or something. Well, you see that?
Westbrook and Harden combined for like almost 50 points together. It's like, what year were we living in that those two are combining for 50 points? But they'll still choke it.
They'll still find a way.
Still choke it in the playoffs.
Yeah. The good thing is, in the playoffs, Harden could kind of hide and just dish it off because the two stars are still George and Kawhi. So maybe this works for him. So we'll see. But back to the Lakers.
And Kawhi went off against the Lakers, of course.
Yeah, I know. We're kind of in the same spot we were kind of last year, right? But
not surprised.
So you're just saying we're fine, like don't make a trade and just get in with the guys we got, or we need to make a trade?
I'm saying this, watch. I think we are fine because here's my new theory on this. I'm saying don't make a trade yet. Here's my theory on this. I actually think that we are built for a 7-game series. I said it from the beginning of the season, we're a 500 team at best. And look, we are a 500 team. I think our record is what, 21, 22, 22, 21,
we keep going above.
21, yeah. win one, lose one. Last 10 games, we're 5-5. We are the quintessential 500 team. But when we get into a 7-game series, I actually look at the West and I don't see too many teams that can battle us other than Denver with Joe.
And Clippers.
I don't know about that. I think we'll step up and we'll protect the home court. We'll protect the home city when it comes to the Clippers. Denver's the only team that I could see us that might beat us in a 7-game series. And I think that's what we're playing for. I think when I look at all the other teams that we'll be up against, we got to get out of the play-in tournament first. But after that, I don't see any other team that can take us in a 7-game series. But here's the thing. The way the standings are set up right now, we have to avoid Denver and the Clippers in the first round.
Oh, yeah, of course. I agree. I don't know. I don't still know if we could pull off that magical run like we did last year. We might have to make a move to Murray would be good, but is it going to be worth giving up some assets just for a rental and not still knowing the ship? Like this, yeah, you know what I mean?
No,
is this that's a championship team? Is this a championship team to you, though, at the end of the day?
Absolutely not. Know. Absolutely not. This is not a championship team. We have to get hot and we have to go on a run. Yeah. And of course, today, guess what? Who's day to day again? LeBron's still day to day.
Yeah, AD's I know.
Day to day with the Achilles. Exactly. Cam Reddish does not sound good with that ankle.
Gabe Benson. Well, dude, he's like becoming the Kendrick Nunn. Remember Kendrick Nunn? We kept thinking he was going to come back.
I'm writing him off already. I'm not expecting him to play this season, to be honest.
But it's just going back. I mean, are Rui and Reeves going to finally be consistent coming? I don't know. And then with Saham, I know Saham with his rotations. Everyone met his rotations. I don't know. When can we – have we ever won five? We haven't won five in a row yet. And then we lose – so who do we lose? The Nets?
I think our max is we've won three in a row so far. We've got 2 3-game streaks on the season so far.
I noticed D'Lo's been playing amazing as of late because he doesn't want to get traded.
I was about to say that. Watch. So here, watch the trade deadline come and go, and we still have him, and then he's going to go back to and being then he's trash.
In the playoffs, trash. Like, you know what, what's his name? Gerald says about him in the playoffs.
So I don't know. Gerald says.
Yeah. Anything... as long as you get in, I know we could make a run. I don't know. We'll see.
I think we'll be fine.
I think we're fine. Because we also need to build a future without LeBron. You know what I'm saying? So you're saying don't make the trade or do we make the trade and then know that guy's going to resign with us and say LeBron's out next year? Then we have AD.
I would take that option. Don't make the trade.
How many years does LeBron have?
It depends on.
I don't think his son is. Who's going to draft Bronny? I guess
His son is not good, but he's going to get drafted.
Oh, because LeBron will be like, I'll come play with you. So he's going to get drafted just because
he's going to get drafted just because he's going to be a bust. That's what I'm calling.
We'll see. So, how's our schedule? Like tomorrow.
We got three winnable games back to back.
But then we have like a 6-game road trip, right? So tomorrow you got to be a win at home against the Bulls, right? You can't lose to the Bulls at home.
Bulls, Golden State, Houston, even Atlanta. Those are four winnable games. I mean, then we go at Boston, but we have, this is the Grammy road trip, right?
Yeah, Grammy road trip. So
this is the Grammy road trip. I mean, we got.
Let's see how Chicago we do on the Grammy road trip. I think a lot will tell how we do. If we go on like a 4-game losing streak, we're getting blown out on the road. Something's going to happen, right?
A lot of winnable games though. Golden State, Houston, Atlanta, Boston. Obviously, is going to be a tough.
Yeah,
one
but we've been saying winnable games, and we still lose against these trash teams. You know, so.
Okay, we got six road games.
Okay, let's see. So we need to go what 4-2?
I say 4-2. 4-2 is I will respect that. 3-3.
We're counting tomorrow as a win, right? Got to beat the Bulls at home, right?
Well, I'm not counting that as the road game.
Okay,
the next 7 games before we play Denver back at home after the Grammys.
We got to be 5-2, right?
If we can go 5-2, you got to beat the Bulls, got to beat Golden State, got to beat Houston.
Okay.
At Atlanta, at Boston, at New York, that's where it gets tricky.
That's when it gets tricky. Yeah.
At Charlotte, coming back home to play Denver.
To Denver. Fuck. Okay. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Do you think we'll make a trade? Or do you think it's going to depend on this road trip?
I think we're going to make a trade, but I'd prefer at this point not to. Okay. I know that makes zero sense, but in my
logic,
with our squad, let's see what we can do if we can get hot in a 7-game series.
Because still, at the end of the day, as long as we got LeBron and AD, healthy AD, still no one wants to see us. You know,
I think this team is built for 7-game series.
Okay,
that's my theory.
We're not built for the regular season. We're not at all, right?
No, not at all.
Okay, let's get to, I mean, we just suffered a new low with these Kings, bro. I mean, you lose at home to the Sharks. Dude, what's our record at home? 8-8. The coach is, McClellan's calling out Dubois. I mean, he's been a total bust this year. It's not all his fault. His rotations.
Funny story. If you don't know, now you know. I just got back from a trip. I was talking with some people while I was overseas from Winnipeg. And basically, you know what the first thing they said to me was?
What did they say?
Thank you for taking PLD off our hands.
Yeah, there was a reason you trade a guy in their prime for. There was a reason why they got rid of him.
Apparently, right? They wanted nothing to do with him. Apparently, like, we got damaged goods in the court in their eyes. That
and I thought so. We did, right? Because we're not. And we're like, oh, what a steal! But so far,
it's not man.
What's he on the third line now? Right,
not panning out at all.
And we're wasting good. Like Fiala's been amazing as of late. We're wasting his time.
More can't stop scoring.
And we're still losing these games. I'm not really mad at our defense, right? What do you matter? Just we can't score, huh?
I'll tell you what the problem is. You just said it right now.
You know the Kings way better than I do. So yeah, what's the problem?
To start the season off, Kopi's been on fire. Dowdy's been playing out of his mind. Yeah. Our veterans have been playing lights out. Now look, Kopi is now on a 6-game pointless streak. He hasn't scored a point in the last 6 games,
which is and wild.
Look, we've been dog shit in those dog 6 shit. Games. I'm not worried about the injuries. The injuries Lazat's out.
And we need Arvidsson back, huh?
Copley's out. We can win without those guys. The biggest problem is we fucking said it, dude. Who's the hottest team in all of hockey the past 3 weeks?
Hate those guys, man.
Who's the hottest fucking team in all of hockey the past 3 weeks? They've won 14 games straight, dude.
Fucking Oilers, man. They have a better record than us now, right?
Dude, they just rolled right by us. They didn't even look in the rearview mirror. They just cruised right by us.
Dude, once at the beginning of the year, we're like, dude, we're sitting right there. Now we're fighting for a playoff live, just like last year.
Dude, our defense was impenetrable the whole entire beginning of the season. Now it's our offense has gone completely anemic. We have nobody scoring goals other than Moore at this point right now. I don't know what to do.
Okay, now we're just talking about the LA trade. Dude, do Kings need me to make a trade?
At this point, we almost need a backup goalie again because I'm not trusting
Copley.
I trust Talbot big time. Yeah. I trust Talbot big time. And right now, it's just the way this season has panned out. I mean, it's far from over, but you look at Vancouver. Vancouver looks like they're unbeatable.
Who's chasing us? Like, who's right behind us? Nashville and
division is the Kraken. Yeah.
Okay.
But we're not even safe from that anymore right now. We only have a 6-point lead on the Kraken.
Fucking Kraken.
I think we're still good for wild card. Nashville's chasing us. They're one win behind us for the wild card. Arizona's in there. Oh, who'd have thought that, dude?
But are the Ducks in there?
No, Ducks. Okay, you can write them off right now. But I mean, when you're losing to the Sharks,
like tonight, I would say another must win. But watch them lose to the Sabres. They select this year. I know they got talent, but I guess the only good thing is, like I say, is that we've kind of hit rock bottom. Right? Can we start? Are we gonna start winning games, or is it gonna continue to go down? What do you think?
I'm nervous. You know what, dude? I wouldn't have said this a couple weeks ago, but right now the panic button is on the table. The panic button is out.
To see step up? Dubois.
obviously. Kopi needs to find his mojo back. And I said this a few weeks ago on this podcast. I think it was back in December. And I said, when you look at some of the plus minus ratings of some of our players, it's a recipe for disaster because we are so dependent on a couple guys. And you look at the Canucks at that point, when I said this, had like 10 guys in double digit goals. We only had like 5, I think, at that time. The plus minus for some of our stars, like it was, I think the way we started the season, it was not, we couldn't maintain that the whole entire time. That
and now it's finally hitting us. And now we're just relying on Moore, Byfield, and and Fiala. That's it.
And Fiala.
Yeah, those three. You can't rely on three guys.
So I'm nervous. I'm nervous. Edmonton now. We knew they weren't out. We knew they weren't out. We knew they were gonna do this.
We were just pretending like, oh, maybe they won't, they're having a down year. Yeah,
And now the problem is Vancouver. Don't forget, we were on pace with Vegas. We were tied with Vegas. We were going back and forth with Vegas. Snap of a finger, Vegas is now 9 points.
Our fucking opening round is going to be against fucking Edmonton again. God damn it.
Oh, dude. Actually, at this point, if season ended right now, we would be against Winnipeg.
And
on the road against Winnipeg.
And you see them? They had that streak of not allowing three goals and how many? Yeah. Oh, shit.
Dude, you remember at one point, I'm looking at the standings right now. At one point, the Kings had the best defense goals allowed. It wasn't even close.
What
the
are we at now?
The team was like 20 away from them. We are at 116. We've given up 116 goals. Let's put this in perspective. At one point, we had only given up 50 goals. And I guess that was early in the season. But the next team above us was at like 60 goals. We had a 10 goals allowed better differential than the next best team. Right now, we are at 116. I'm looking at the team with the best goals allowed right now is at 106, dude. We are now 10 Jesus. Ahead of them, and that's Winnipeg. Winnipeg's defense, you can't score on them. I don't know how anybody's going to score on them. And we have to go into their first round if the season ended today. No way. No way.
So the panic button's on the table, right?
Panic button is on the table.
Puck's on the table. Dubois, get your shit together. Kopi, find your mojo back.
Yeah, Dubois, get your shit together. Get the fuck out. Like, honestly, he's pissing me out.
And maybe make a trade if you need... I don't know. Maybe make a trade if you need to. Cause dude, we're wasting good years of so much time. We got guys, bro. We got guys.
And we have young guys.
Now I'm kind of missing Velarde and Follow. Huh? Remember we said, oh, we got too many guys. And then we got rid of those guys. And Velarde's had an amazing year.
Fuck. I'm definitely missing them. And I think, was it Iafallo had a second hat trick of the season the other night?
Fuck shit. Maybe it was a horror. Yeah. That's why Winnipeg's like, thank you.
God, our lines are issues. I'm not putting this on the coach either because I think his hands are kind of tied. We got line issues all across the board here.
Yeah,
and our superstars are not getting any younger. Doughty and Kopi. I said it in the beginning of the season. They're not getting any younger.
I know. This could be this could be breaking up. This is like could be Doughty and Kopi's last year, right?
It could be. Yeah,
it'd be their last playoff run. All right, we'll see what happens. We'll be at the Dodgers Fan Fest next week, so we'll talk Dodgers next week. But let's get into I haven't watched much of the Australian Open. I've just been keeping updated to events. So give us a quick update on what you've been seeing. Who's gonna win? What do you think?
Well, I'm not an Alcaraz guy. He played he just lost this morning. He's gone. Lost to a good German guy. So he didn't lose to somebody at random. He was the 2 seed. He lost to the 6 seed. It was a great. The guy played out of his mind. Alcaraz looked like crap. And we've known this. We've known this from Alcaraz. I don't think it was the cramps. I don't think he got any of the banana and some potassium. He just was off his game. And that's why I don't think Alcaraz is him yet.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing he's only fucking. Oh, you don't see Joker ever off his guy. I see what you mean.
That exactly. Yeah. You don't see Joker. And this is why Joker is still the king of the hill right now when it comes to men's tennis. The final four, I think you got Medvedev versus.
Dude, how consistent is Medvedev, man? Dude, that guy is so consistent.
Always,
dude.
And here's the matchup that I cannot wait for. My guy Sinner against Sinner, my other guy Joker. Those are both my guys. I did not know
Sinner has beat him two of the last three. So you're saying there's a chance.
Sinner has stepped up his game big time in the last, I think after he had that crushing defeat to Alcaraz, was that at Wimbledon?
I think so. It was one of those.
Last July.
Yeah.
The past 6 months, Sinner has stepped up his game. You look at him right now. He's the only single player still in the tournament that has not dropped a single set. He has not lost a single set. He is playing like a man possessed. He's beaten Joker twice in the last 6 months. So right now he is actually Joker's kryptonite. He's the only person that has beaten Joker twice. So this is going to be a hell of a matchup early in the morning.
Pretty cool. What time does it start?
I want to say it's at like 4 a.m. I think.
Oh, okay. All right. And then on the other, you know who's been, yeah. Okay. So you think Sinner maybe.
Sinner, if Sinner can beat Joker, I think he wins it all.
He doesn't have a Grand Slam here, right?
No, he does not.
Oh shit. So this would be awesome.
And actually, if he beats Joker, this would be his first Grand Slam final, I believe.
Okay. And this pod's gonna come out after. So hopefully go Sinner. On the other side, you know who's been playing like Sinner on the women's side is freaking Goff. She's been unbelievable since she's won the US Open, you know? Right, she won the US Open, right? Yeah,
she did.
But she's playing Sabalenka, and they're starting a little not rivalry, but they've definitely Goff beat her, or she beat Goff.
She beat Goff in, was it the semifinal of the Goff beat Sabalenka in the semifinal of the US Open, I believe.
Okay. And then
we're watching that at Yards.
Yeah. Okay. Oh yes, you're right. So this is gonna be shit. This is gonna be who's favored? Sabalenka, right?
I take it back. She beat Sabalenka in the final.
Oh shit.
It was Sabalenka that beat Keys in the semifinal. We almost had an all-American there final in the US.
There you go. And then
Coco beat Sabalenka.
Wow. Let's go. So she could definitely beat her, man. Let's see.
And here's what I'm calling about this one. The women's tennis has so much more parity than men's does right now. Men's is very top heavy. You're getting the top six, eight seeds in the quarterfinals every time. Yeah. Women's, you got a qualifier in the semifinal right now. You got a 12 seed. You had three unranked in the quarterfinals. So there's so much more parity in women's tennis right now.
I like how Fritz keeps making it far runs, but he just can't get it done ever.
He's good, but he's just not. Fritz is on the Fritz, you know, he's on his, no pun intended, but I think the winner of this Coco versus Sabalenka match, the semifinal, I think wins it all.
Oh, because Swiatek, whatever, is out, right? She got upset
very early on. She never made it out of the third round.
So whoever wins this will probably be the winner. So damn, let's see what happens. Go Goff, go Sinner. But I still think, I think Joker, man. But hopefully your boy wins.
Yeah. Whoever wins that matchup, I want to see win it all.
Yeah, for sure.
I would prefer Sinner, but I still love Joker. I still want Joker to keep on padding his resume and keep on getting more and more and more Grand Slams, so it makes it even harder for Alcaraz to catch him. That's my thing. I don't want Alcaraz to catch Joker.
All right, bro. That's enough tennis.
Kopi was listening to the pod. Kopi was listening to the pod while he's playing.
He scored on Kopi night? Dude, that we should have hammered that.
Kopi scored, but then of course we give one up right away, right after. So it's 1-1. Oh my
gosh! But at least he scored on, dude. We should have locked that in. Kopi night. Did they do some ceremony tonight for him?
Dude, are you fucking kidding me?
What happened?
Kempe brings her right back. We got three goals in a period of like a minute.
Go Kings, go baby, let's go! All right, man. Enough of freaking tennis. We got one of the biggest Sundays ahead of us. The best Sunday of the year, I think. I always think. In NFL, I mean, there's other games, but
we will be watching live, so we'll put that out. We'll get some live Instagram where we're going to be.
Yes, for sure. Where do you want to start? Everyone's already talked about all the previous games. We don't need to do any recaps, right?
Mm-mm.
No, you know, Are you surprised by this Final Four?
Not at all. Yeah. I've been saying Lions were going to be a hard out. I said Lions were going to be a very hard out.
I was either thinking Rams or Lions on that, but we knew Niners and Ravens would be there. I wanted Bills.
I thought the Bills were going to be there, but I mean, NFL's rigged, so.
we got to get into that. But typical Bills, yeah. But at least we're not Bills fans. It's fine. So
hey, I'm going to say this about really quick. Let me say this about the Bills. Everybody get off Bass, dude. Get off Bass. I get he has one job. 99.9% of the general public would not even come close to that distance to a field goal. So everybody get off him. And two, Allen played absolute shit. How many guys did he have wide open? He missed them.
And then Diggs, like, your number one guy's dropping passes. No, Bills, they had their chance, man. They had
in my opinion, that game is on Allen.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. He had guys open in the back of the end zone and he threw it at their feet at the 1 yard line.
That would have been the game changer, that one. All right, what's the first game on Sunday? Oh, okay. It's Ravens Chiefs. What's the spread? Give me the spread and over under. All right, bro. But
I'm choking like
Harden gonna in the playoffs.
Exactly. All right. I believe it opened at 3.5, correct?
Yes. What's that? I've been seeing.
I think that one hasn't moved too much.
And what's the over under?
Shit, I can't stop coughing now. Here we are. Sorry.
And give me a first half spread too. I like to.
Oh, shit. Now you're just asking for too much. All right. So we're 3.5. Baltimore's 3.5. Over-under is 44.5 currently right now. So first half, you got to figure is going to be
1.5 for Ravens, right?
1.5.
That's my play. Because you know why? Bills should have been the first out play. Chiefs, they tend to get off the slow starts and keep this team's close. I think Ravens will have the lead at half. But you know Mahomes fucking keeps hanging around like fucking Matt Damon and Rounders keeps hanging around and we'll find a fucking way to
pay that man his money.
I want Ravens so bad, so I'm just taking first half. But you know Mahomes always finds a way. I still think Ravens will win, but I'm just gonna say they'll cover the first half. From there, right. I don't really know what happens. I don't know what happens there. I'm just taking Ravens first half. What do you got? You taking Chiefs? But you think
I'll tell you the play in this.
So you're saying Ravens Niners, right? Because you already know you think it's rigged, and you've been saying Ravens Niners.
I'm just gonna turn this around and say it's my tinfoil hat. All right. Here's the thing. I've gone down a very dark rabbit hole here. I've been watching way too much propaganda. I think it's rigged, dude. I'm just done with it. I think it's rigged. You got Mr. Pfizer. You got Taylor Swift. They need them on as much as humanly possible. They need them at the Super Bowl. They need Taylor in the suite at the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. The NFL needs this, and I think they're doing it right in front of our faces, and they're just saying, like, fuck you. We know what we're doing. This is what's happening. You won't do anything. You're still going to watch.
They only show Taylor Swift, but dude, Josh Allen's girlfriend was Steinfeld. She's just, but they don't show her.
Agreed. So. And his ex-girlfriend was even more fire, in my opinion. But see, then neither here nor there. Here's the play of this game. The public. Now, don't forget, this Vegas has even less chances to make up their money. So they're going to fade the public even harder when there's only two games. The public is hammering.
Over or under?
The over. In this game.
I saw that 94%, right?
Last I saw it was close to 90% is hammering the over in this game.
Okay, so
the play is the under. The play is the under, people. Fade the public. The play is the under 44.5. Here's the other thing. The public is also hammering
the Chiefs or
Lamar props. They're hammering all the over Lamar props. That tells me right now the Chiefs are going to win this game.
Chiefs and the under.
Sprinkle a little bit on the money line and the under. I see this game being like a 21-17.
You'd be rooting for Ravens, though?
Rooting for the Ravens. I am diehard going for the Ravens. I'm not even a Ravens guy. I'm all in on the Ravens.
Your money will be on the Chiefs.
Smart money is on the Chiefs right now, dude.
Chiefs and the under. Okay, I'm just...
Smart money is on the Chiefs and the under.
That's why I'm not doing full game. I'm just doing Ravens first half money line, first half spread. Just sticking with that. As far as the props goes, I mean, I'll stay away from props on that game. Kelsey to score because he always finds a way to score in the playoffs, right?
That's your play right there. That's your play. Maybe Rice on the over yards reception yards. Rice over. And we still don't know if Pacheco apparently is questionable now.
Actually, sticking to the tight ends, I think it hit last week. It's likely would be a fun play. How about you go likely Kelsey? And then the later game, Laporta and playing? Kittle. Those four? Dude, what's that pay?
It's not a bad idea.
That's
actually
not a worse sprinkle.
I'll have to parlay all that.
Just parlay that. Okay, so that's our Ravens first half. You think Chiefs in the under?
I think Chiefs money line. I'm not taking that though, but I think Chiefs are winning the game. And I think the under. If I'm playing anything, my play is the under. Under 44 and a half.
Under
is my
your
play
favorite bet
game.
On that. Okay.
Yes. And I hate betting unders.
All right. Let's go to the second game where I mean, talking about public, I feel like we're all rooting for Lions, obviously. Maybe not you, because you've been saying Niners. Or you've been saying
I'm rooting for Lions.
Yeah, but
I'm rooting for them, but I know what's gonna happen.
A lot of money's coming on the Lions, right? What is it? What's the +7? What is that right now, the public?
Went to 6.5, still at 7. The public bet on that, if you give me a quick second, I can pull that up. I don't have the public bet on that. It looks like it's pretty even right now.
Okay. Well, you know, I think just give me Lions +7. If I see 7, I think they could be close. With Debo, especially with Debo out, it doesn't look like he's going to play. Oh, no,
okay, so is that for sure?
I don't know. It's just uncertain. But if even a banged up decoy Debo, I know it's probably a It's probably going to be the wrong side because everyone just saw Niners barely beat Packers, and they're like, and they're probably going to all ride with the Lions, and everyone on their mom loves the Lions. But I think they keep it close, plus +7. I think Niners win, but a close game. What do you got? I mean, you're going to go. I mean, you got Niners, right?
Sticking okay, here we go. I got it pulled up right here. So 71% of the money line is currently on Detroit.
Okay. Oh, 71 on the money line.
Sorry, excuse me. Spread. Okay. 71% of the public is on Detroit, plus +7. 60% of the money is on the Detroit money line. 71% of the money is on the under 51. The public is going under in this game big time.
Pick the over then, right?
Dude, this is easy for me. This game is easy for me. This is one of my like prime specials of the year right now.
What is it? What do we got?
Dude, the Niners roll. The Niners cover 10. I'm calling cover it right 10. Now.
The Niners,
I'm going to find an alternate spread. The Niners cover 10. That is my prime. I got the prime glasses. That is the Niners cover easily in this game.
I like it. And one of my, okay, so I think Lions cover, Niners win. I like your bet, alternate spread. And one more last bet in that game. If Deebo doesn't play, take Ayuk props to score a touchdown and over. Look at these last receivers against Lions. Number ones, Mike Evans, 8 for 147 touchdown. Nacua, 9 for 181 touchdown. Justin Jefferson, 12 for 192 touchdown. Oh, these are all number one. So if Ayuk's
I already locked in Ayuk in my DFS.
Okay, there you go. Hammer Ayuk and this guy prime, dude. I don't think he's ever lost a prime game.
Niners roll.
Join us wherever we
early and often.
Join us wherever we watch, and we'll see. Best Sunday of the year.
Let's go.
Tattoo out.
Let's get it.